哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Peace be with you, brothers and sisters。
我们下午这一节要继续早上的题目，让圣殿的河涌流出来。
This afternoon, we will continue the topic for the morning. Let the river flow。
好，我们请打开以西结书四十七章。
Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 47.
第一节到第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
以西结四十七章一到二节。
Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1 and 2.
请读。
Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the front of the temple faced east, and the water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. Verse 2. He brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east, and there was water running out on the right side.
早上我们解释了这两节圣经。
In the morning, we've interpreted these two verses.
就是以西结看到一个非常重要的意象。
This is a vision that Ezekiel saw.
在圣殿的门下面祭坛那边竟然有水流出来。
That under the side of the gate of the temple, south of the altar, outflows a river.
这个水啊，越流越大。
And the water actually grew stronger.
后来就变成一条河。
And they form into a river.
到底这个殿指的什么？
What does this temple refer to?
早上我们讲过了，这个殿首先是预表末后得救的真教会。
First, we've talked about in this morning that this temple prefigures the true church of the end times.
水就是圣灵的工作。
And water refers to the work of the Holy Spirit.
是在东边开始的。
It begins in the east.
末后的真教会要从东方兴起。
The true church of the end times will rise up in the east.
1917年，圣灵降临在北京，建立真耶稣教会，有圣灵同在的得救的真教会。
In 1917, the Holy Spirit fell in the east, and we've established the true Jesus Church in Beijing.
我们今天非常幸福，非常蒙恩，能够在真教会聚会敬拜神。
Today, we are very fortunate and very blessed to be able to worship the true God in the true Jesus Church.
在这边可以领受的圣灵，就是神的活水的生命泉。
Here, we're able to receive the Holy Spirit, which is the source of the living life of God.
但是这个圣殿呢，更指着我们每一个人的内心。
And this holy temple also signifies each of our hearts.
圣灵要在我们的心中工作。
The Holy Spirit is to work in our heart.
它流出来的活水要给我们很大的改变。
And out from it will come living water that will help us change.
怎么样才可以让生命水流出来？
So how can we let this living water flow out from us?
早上我们讲了三点。
In the morning, we've talked about three points.
第一，你要把神放在你生命的首位，就是放在右边。
First, you have to place God as the first in your life, which is to your right side.
你不把神放在你生命的首位，你信了主，但是你没有生命力，不会改变。
If you don't place God as first in your life, even after you have believed in the Lord, your life will not change.
第二，我们谈到我们这个生命水是从祭坛流出来。
Second, we've talked about this living water coming out from the altar.
祭坛就是代表十字架。
The altar signifies the cross.
每一个基督徒一定要过着被十字架的生活。
Every Christians have to live a life of carrying the cross.
跟随主。
To follow the Lord.
这样生命的泉、生命的河水才会一直涌流出来。
Only then can the stream of life and the water of life flow out from us.
如果你信了主，不愿意改变。
If you are not willing to change after you have believed in the Lord.
不愿意被十字架。
You're not willing to carry the cross.
这个生命水流不出来。
Then the water of life is not able to come out from you.
圣灵没有办法在你生命当中工作。
The Holy Spirit is not able to work in your life.
第三，我们也讲到说，我们要让神来量我们，生命水才会越流越大。
The third point that we've talked about is that we have to let God measure us. Only then can the water grow deeper.
如果你没有用神的标准来量自己
，If you don't use God's standard to measure yourself,
你永远只觉得自己都很好。
Then you will always feel like you are good enough.
神的圣灵的工作也没有办法彰显。
And the work of the Holy Spirit of God will not be able to manifest in you.
只是你一直量，一直觉得自己很不足够。
But if you keep measuring yourself and you find yourself falling short,
那我们就有得到神恩典的空间。
then there would be room for us to receive God's grace.
好，那我们接下来呢，要从第三节来看啊，这个水啊，生命河的水越来越深，越来越大。
Now we will look from verse 3 onward that the water of life has grown deeper.
好，我们来看这个第四页啊，这个 slide 第四页。如果从横切面来看啊，你可以看到这个圣殿水流出来，一开始呢是水很浅的，后来越来越高，越来越高，到最后把整个人都淹没了。
So looking from the picture, we can see that the water started out very shallow, and then it grows deeper and deeper until it covers up the entire person.
如果你从高空看下来呢，这个是譬如说有人有自拍机啊，今天有 drone 啊，自拍机从高空看下来，大概会看到这个图。
If you look down from this above, then you will see the picture depicted in the slide.
圣殿在左边那个四四方方那个地方。
The temple is the square that is to the left of the picture.
好，首先呢，神开始量了，从圣殿的门开始量一千兆，一千个 cubit， 那个水呢，那个时候很浅。
So God begins to measure close to the gate of the temple, and the water is 1,000 cubits deep, which is pretty shallow.
那个水只是到那个果子谷那边。
It's only ankle deep.
后来呢，再量2000。
Then next time when God measures it is 2,000 cubits.
那个水到膝盖。
Which is knee deep.
那个河呢就越来越宽一点了。
And the width of the river begins to increase.
再量1000兆。
And then for the next 1,000 cubits.
就到了这个腰那边了。
The level of water comes to hip deep.
到再量1000兆出去，这个河就很大了，那个水就很深了。
And when we add another 1,000 cubits, the water becomes very deep.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
三节到读到第五节。
From verse 3 to verse 5.And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and water came up to my ankles. Verse 4. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the water came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist. Verse 5. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim.A river that could not be crossed.
这个意象啊，代表什么
？What does this vision mean？
这个意象代表圣灵在我们的信仰，在我们的心里面的工作，这个四个阶段。
This vision signifies the four stages of the Holy Spirit working in us.
信仰是一个很内在的东西。
Our faith is something very personal.
虽然也有外在的部分，比如说我们有没有来教会，穿的怎么样来，或者是来几次，这个是很外在的。
Of course, there's also an exterior element. For example, whether you come to church, whether you serve God.
但是信仰更重要的是别人看不见的，你心里的那个部分。
But the most important element of our faith is the part.In which other people cannot see, which is inside of us.
当你的方向如果对
，If your direction is right,
你领受了从神来的圣灵
，And you have received the Holy Spirit from God.
那也让神来量你的话
，And you let God measure you.
你会经历这信仰的四个步骤、四个阶段。
Then you will go through these four stages of faith.
第一个阶段
，The first stage.
量了1000兆出去的这个水啊，很浅。只是到所谓的这个果子谷，到 ankle 那边。
So you are still in shallow water. The measurement is only 1,000 cubits, which means that the water is only up to your ankles.
如果不会游泳的人啊，在海滩啊，通常就是那个浪边啊，那个沙滩的、边缘那个水来的地方，就踢踢水啊，因为这个地方很安全。
For those who cannot swim, when you go to the beach, usually you stay in the shallow water. You would dip your feet in the water, but you won't go deeper into it because it's safe.
你把它踢踢，浪来了，你就往上跑啊，浪下去了，你就要往前一点。
You might kick the water, and when the wave comes, you would draw back.
那可能你不想把衣服弄湿啊。
And perhaps you don't want to wet your clothes.
也可能你不会游泳。
Perhaps you don't know how to swim.
这样子的话呢，挺舒服的。
And you are at a level that is comfortable for you.
尤其是如果夏天,天气很热,哇,你脚冰冰凉凉的,
If it's summertime, it's very hot. When you dip your feet into the water, it's very cool and comfortable.
因为那个水太浅了,
Because the water is too shallow, it's not going to restrict any of your movements.
那到底这是形容一个什么的状态?
So, what kind of condition is this describing?
这个是形容一个人刚刚领受神的圣灵。
This is describing the state when a person first received the Holy Spirit of God.
下一页告诉我们，领受了圣灵当然很愉快啊。
So the next slide tells us that after we have received the Holy Spirit, we feel joyful.
很多人来教会慕道得了圣灵啊，一开始领了圣灵，哇，很感动，又流眼泪，又流鼻涕，又看异象。
Many people, when they first came to church to True Seek and they've received the Holy Spirit, they feel so touched and they see visions and they shed tears.
他说我找到神了。
And they said, I found God.
有神了，真的好啊，有平安，有喜乐。
It's so wonderful to have God. I have peace and joy.
没有错，他已经体验到信仰的甜美。
True, these people have already tasted the good side, the wonderful side of faith.
但是因为他生命刚刚的开始,
but their spiritual life has just begun.
圣灵并不是很充满,
the Holy Spirit is not full.
虽然圣灵滋润他, 但是他自己呢, 还是凭着自己的意思来行事的。
Even though the Holy Spirit nourishes them, but they still act in accordance with their own will.
因为他刚信主或是刚领受圣灵。
Because they've only just begin to believe in the Lord, or they've just got the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰福音。Let's
turn to John.
约翰福音第21章。John
chapter 21.
约翰福音第21章。John
chapter 21.
第18节。Verse 18. 21章18节。我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候，自己束上带着，随意往来。
Here, Lord Jesus told Peter.
主耶稣预言了彼得之后会发生什么事。
Jesus was prophesying about what would happen to Peter.
他说：“彼得，我知道你啊，你爱自由啊，你这个人呢，不是很喜欢被束缚去捆绑。”
And he told Peter that I know you are a man that long after freedom, and you don't like to be in bondage.
所以你带旨意束上了，喜欢去哪里就去哪里，不会有人阻挡你。 也不会被人家控制。
So when you were younger, you girded yourself and you walked wherever you wished, and nobody would control your movements.
年轻人特别喜欢自由自在。
Young people especially love to be free.
一个背包背起了，去哪里游玩，没有什么 schedule 喜欢去哪里，喜欢几点钟起来就起来，几点钟睡就几点钟睡。
They can just pick up their backpack anytime and set off to travel, and they would like to sleep to wherever they please.
不单是年轻人啊，现在很多人旅游啊，也不喜欢跟旅行团。
Not just for the young people. Nowadays, a lot of people don't like to join a tour when they go traveling.
你跟团的话，你很多限制，什么时候起床，什么时候去这个景点，几分钟就要走了，很不自由。
Because there are so many restrictions when you join a tour and you have a set schedule and there's no freedom.
人都爱自由。
Everybody loves freedom.
爱自己控制自己的生活。
They love to be able to be in control of their life.
我们刚信主的时候也是一样。
When we first believe in the Lord, we are the same.
或者刚领受圣灵的时候。
Or when we first receive the Holy Spirit.
虽然是领受了主的恩典。
Even though we've already received God's grace.
但是这个恩典只是好像水在。 果子谷很低，没有办法影响我们的行动。
But this grace has only brought us to a shallow water that is ankle deep. It will not control our movement.
你还是做你自己。
We are still our own self.
你还是跟你的喜欢的朋友在一起。
We still hang out with the friends we like.
看你喜欢看的电视节目。
And we watch the TV shows that we enjoy.
有什么过去的习惯，你还没有改变。
Whatever habits we have in the past, we still have them.
还是凭着自己的意思行事。
We still walk and act in accordance with our own will.
这种人不少。
There are many of these kinds.
尤其是很快就求到圣灵的，或者是慕道者，第一次就来得圣灵的。
Especially those who have received the Holy Spirit very quickly, or even the first time when they step into our church.
他们还没有被圣灵改变，但是他们已经领受到了。
They have not been changed by the Holy Spirit, even though they have received it.
但是这个是一个信仰的开始。
This is the beginning of faith.
所以信仰还比较幼稚。
And that's why it's also an immature kind of faith.
但是不用怕，如果你愿意被神来量。
But fear not if you're willing to be measured by God.
再量出去就不一样了。
The more you let God measure you, the more you will change.
看回来以西结书四十七章。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 47.
第四节。
Verse 4.
47章的第四节。
Chapter 47, verse 4.
他又量了一千咒，使我趟过水，水就到了膝。
Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees.
好，我们知道啊，再走出去这条河，哇，再一千周的话，那个水位就慢慢的上来了。
We know that in this river, when you go further for 1,000 cubits, the water level will increase.
就像这个图里面的这个穿西装的人一样啊，他如果要往这个深处呢，他的西装的裤已经湿了一半了，已经到膝盖了。
Just like what this picture shows, the man in his suit, he is already at a level where the water is up to his knees and his pants are actually in the water.
水位到了这个地步呢，其实啊，走路就有一点不方便了。
When the water level has hit this height, it's not that easy for you to walk around anymore.
因为越高啊，就有阻力就越大。
Because when the water level increases, the resistance also increases.
这个时候，虽然他想要自己运动也是可以的，没有阻挡的，也不危险的。
At this level, if he wants to move around freely, it's also possible, and there's no danger.
只是开始有点不方便而已。
But it would be a bit inconvenient.
但是为什么不方便？
Why would it be inconvenient?
圣灵在里面提醒你了。
Because the Holy Spirit in you is reminding you.
当我们没有领受圣灵，或者是刚领受圣灵的时候，圣灵的声音不是那么强大。
When we have not received the Holy Spirit, or we have just received the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit in us is not as strong.
比如说你有不好的脾气。
For example, if you have a bad temper.
你不故意去改，你还是很容易随便发脾气。
And you don't try to change it, and you still lose your temper a lot.
但是当你在追求信仰的时候。
But if you start to pursue your faith,
你发觉说发脾气是不好的。
You will realize that losing your temper is not good.
每次发完脾气之后，心中还是有点点罪恶感。
So every time after you've lost your temper, you feel guilty.
啊，但是后来你又想想，哎呀，我都这样子那么久了。
But later, you might comfort yourself thinking, I've been acting like this for so long.
你看，对方脾气也不好啊。
Well, the other side also has a bad temper.
我也不是那么差。
So I'm not so bad after all.
但是有时候的圣灵就好像里面会提醒你。
But sometimes the Holy Spirit in you will remind you.
啊，是不是要想一想要改变呢
？Should you be thinking about changing yourself?
所以我们有时候呢，也会到这种地步。
So sometimes we will come to this stage.
已经比之前进步了。
It's already an improvement from the first stage.
你已经感觉到你之前做的事情有一些阻力了，有一些不好了。
You are already sensing some resistance force to what you're doing.
但是有时候呢，你还是觉得说，哎呀，没关系了，我还是继续这样做吧。
But in the end, you may still decide to do it your own way.
但是没有关系，我们的信仰是会进步的。
But that is okay because our faith will eventually improve.
如果你方向对，让主耶稣来提醒你。
If your direction is correct and you allow the Lord Jesus to remind you.
我们看回来以西结书四十七章。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 47.
第四节啊。
Verse 4.
第四节这里说他又量了一千咒使我趟过水水到了膝膝又量一千咒使我趟过水水便到了腰。
Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through and the water came up to my waist.
哇，当圣灵的工作越来越大的时候。
When the work of the Holy Spirit increases,
好像这个水啊又上来一点。
It's just like the level of the water increases.
这个时候水就到腰了。
At this time, the water hit your waist.
到了腰，就是到一个人的一半了。
And when the water hit your waist, it overtakes half of you.
这个时候啊，你站在水的中间啊，站不稳。有时候啊，那个浪一点点打过来，你站不稳了。
At this time, when you're standing in the water, you may lose your balance, especially when the wave hits.
你要在水中走路的话，你走得很辛苦。
If you try to walk around in the water, it becomes difficult.
你试试看，你水一到一半，你怎么跑？你跑得很慢的。
You can try this. When the water overtakes half of you, can you even run in the water?
你想要越用力的去跑，结果阻力越大，你越跑不动。
The more force you try to exert in trying to run in the water, the more resistance you will face.
这个到底代表什么？
And what does this signify?
代表到信仰的某一个阶段，我们的内心会有很大的挣扎。
This signifies that at certain stage of our faith, there will be a great inner struggle.
哇，挣扎是很痛苦的。
Struggle brings about pain.
为什么会挣扎呢？
And why do we struggle?
好，我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
罗马书七章十八节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 18.
我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
For I know that in me nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
For the good that I will to do I do not do, but the evil I will not to do that I practice.
第二十节。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me.
保罗也曾经到了这个地步。
Paul once also came to this stage.
他说他的良心啊，跟他的肉体啊，常常会征战。
He was talking about the frequent struggle between his conscience and his flesh.
最大的征战不是坦克啊、大炮啊征战啊，最大的征战是心中的征战。
The greatest battle is not through bombs or tanks, but the war in your heart.
你心中有良心。
In your heart, you have conscience.
良心就是神给我们的一盏灯。
And our conscience is the light given to us by God.
当你做的不对的时候，这盏灯会亮，会警告你，哎，注意啊，注意啊。
When you do something wrong, this light will light up to remind you to be careful.
你怎么可以这样？
And it will tell you, how can you do this?
好，这个良心亮了。
So when the conscience lights up,
你想去改,
you want to change.
但是你的身体啊，你的肉体啊，有软弱。
But your flesh is weak.
哎呀，我知道我发脾气不好，但是我这是忍不住啊。
I know it's bad to lose my temper, but I just can't help myself.
我知道不要贪心，但是那个试探来的时候呢，我就忍不住。
I know I should not be greedy, but when the temptation comes, I just can't resist.
很多啊，我们良心知道这回事，肉体啊做不到。
There are many things in which our conscience knows what to do, but our flesh is not able to carry it out.
最近这个 COVID-19 大家整天都关在家里。
Recently, due to COVID-19, we all stay at home.
在家里做什么？
What do we do at home?
有人都忍不住了，一直吃零食在家里很无聊。
Some people can't help themselves; they are so bored, so they keep eating junk food.
那有时候一直吃，哇，这个身体还是很健康，但是出来的时候又不一样。
Sometimes if you indulge in junk food, you may be able to stay healthy, but your shape will change.
你知道吃那么多零食不好，知道吃太多不好，但是就忍不住口啊。
You know that eating so much junk food is not good, but you just can't help yourself.
你知道一直上网不好，但是你又不晓得要做什么，又很无聊。
You know that keep logging online to check out stuff is not good, but you just don't know what else to do.
所以信仰到一个地步啊，你会一半一半，就是圣灵有一半。想拉你往这边，肉体又有另外一半想要拉你往另外一边。
So at some point of our faith, we will come to a stage where it's half and half. The Holy Spirit is trying to pull us in the other way, and our flesh is trying to pull us in the opposite direction.
这个时候是最辛苦的。
At this stage is the most difficult.
23节。
Verse 23.
但我觉得肢体中另外有一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去。叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律啊。
But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members.
24节，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Verse 24, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
保罗这里很苦啊。
Paul was in such a struggle.
他知道他 不应该这样做，但是他有时候改不了。
He knew that he was not supposed to do this way, but then he couldn't change himself.
其实不单是保罗，我们只要诚实一点，承认我们也曾经经历过，甚至现在还在经历这种的挣扎。
In fact, it's not just Paul. If we are honest with ourselves, we will be able to see that we have once experienced these struggles, and we are even experiencing them today.
通常这种挣扎，我们不会很容易跟别人讲，因为你一讲就觉得很羞耻，觉得说，哎呀。怎么好意思说呢?
Usually, we don't share this kind of struggles with others because we feel ashamed.
每个人的挣扎不一样。
Every person has different struggles.
有一些人自己的情绪上的挣扎。
Some people have struggled with their emotions and they have bad temper.
有一些呢，心中的诚实方面的挣扎啊，很想诚实，但是又忍不住，常常都说谎，或者是不诚实。
Some people struggle with honesty. They want to be honest, but then can't help but lie all the time.
知道要感恩，但是又常常埋怨。
Some people may know that they have to give thanks, but then they can't help but complain all the time.
有一些人是肉体的情欲的挣扎。
Some people struggle with their fleshly desires.
想要戒烟、戒酒、戒赌，但是又戒不了。
They want to quit smoking and they want to quit drugs, but they're not able to.
再加上最近这个。肺炎的原因，很多人在家里整天上网，有一些的沉迷网络、沉迷色情，哇，也是个挣扎。
And recently, because of COVID-19, a lot of people stay home and check out porno online, and they struggle constantly.
每个人都有自己的挣扎。
Everyone has their own struggles.
很苦啊，谁可以救你呢？
And we are wretched men who can deliver us.
有时候这个挣扎会搞垮我们的身体，搞垮我们的家庭，搞垮我们的信仰。
Sometimes this struggle will destroy our body, our family, and our faith.
有时候婚姻都赔上了。
Sometimes we might even sabotage our marriage.
但是保罗经历过这个阶段，他知道怎么样走出来。
However, we see that Paul has went through this process, and he knew how to get out of it.
他说靠自己没有办法。
And he said that it's not possible when we rely on ourselves.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
讲完了，他怎么办呢？那么苦。
He asked, "What should I do? I'm in such a wretched state."
他经历过这个阶段之后，二十五节他得了个结论。
After he has gone through this stage, he came to the conclusion, verse 25.
就是神会帮助。
Which is God will help us.
我要靠着主耶稣基督的。
I will rely on the Lord Jesus.
就能够脱离了。
I can be delivered from this wretched state.
你很想改自己，但是自己改不了。
When you really want to change yourself, you might not be able to.
要突破这个阶段是最难的。
And this is the stage where it's the most difficult to break through.
只要我们再走一步就可以了。
But all we have to do is just to take one step further.
看回来以西结书四十七章。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 47.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
又量了一千肘，水变成了河，使我不能趟过水，因为水是瘴气，成为可夫的水，不可趟的河啊。
Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed.
哇，这个时候呢，圣灵又再充满一点了。
So at this stage, the Holy Spirit has become even fuller.
因为你让圣灵来带你啊，一直。给你量啊，一直用神的话语来量你的生活。
Because you let the Holy Spirit guide you, and you keep letting the Holy Spirit to measure your life.
当水在涨起的时候，你就不用再站，也不用再走。
So when the level of water increases even more, you no longer have to walk.
你就放松，你就浮起来。
You can relax and you'll be able to float.
你就让这个水带你去哪里，冲去哪里。
You will be able to let this water to carry you to wherever it will take you.
这个是代表一个什么的状况？
What does this signify?
下一页啊，这个河啊很漂亮嘛，这个水已经太大了，已经看不到，你没有办法在上面走动了，水已经一直在带领你了。
Let's look at this photo with this beautiful river. The water is so deep and you're not able to walk in it. The water will just carry you.
在下一页，这个时候形容圣灵，这个时候完全的充满我们了。
So this describes the complete fullness of the Holy Spirit.
完全把自己交出来了，我就没有什么意思了。
We have given ourselves entirely.
生命完全交给神，让神来带了。
And our life has been completely handed over to God for Him to guide.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章的十八节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18.
这一节非常好啊。
This is a very good verse.
以弗所五章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Verse 18, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
这里有两样东西可以充满我们，可以改变我们。
Here there are two things that can fill us and change us.
第一就是酒。
First is wine.
昨天晚上我有提过。
Last night I've talked about this.
最近这个 pandemic 啊，竟然卖酒的 liquor stores 是 essential service， 是重要行业，不能关。
During the pandemic, the liquor store is deemed as an essential service, and they're not allowed to close.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为酒太重要了，大家没喝酒会受不了啊。
Because alcohol is so important to people that they cannot bear to go without it.
喝了酒了，一醉了，哇，烦恼忘记了。
And after you are drunk with wine, you forget about all your worries.
你失业的烦恼忘记了。
You forget about the worry of your job loss.
你跟太太吵架的烦恼你也忘记了。
You forget about the worry of having fought with your wife.
所以很多人用酒啊来解愁。
So a lot of people use wine to try to get some relief.
但是借酒消愁，愁更愁啊。
But as the Chinese saying goes, when you try to relieve your worries through wine, it will only worsen.
你醒过来还是面对一样的问题。
When you are awoken from your drunkenness, you are still facing the same problem.
但是你喝醉了，整个人都改变了。
And when you are drunk with wine, your whole person changes.
讲话也不一样。
And you speak differently.
有一些变得很暴力。
Some people turn violent.
有一些会做一些不好的事情。
Some people would do bad things.
这个酒不单只是酒。
Wine is not just wine.
是指任何世界的享乐跟罪恶中的享乐。
The wine here, it also refers to all kinds of indulgences and pleasures of the world.
它可以改变你的。
They can change you.
但是我们不要被它改变。
But let us not be changed by it.
我们不要醉酒，不要醉心世界上的事情。
Let's not be drunk with wine or indulge in the things of this world.
我们要被另外一样东西充满。
But we have to be filled with something else.
被圣灵充满。
We should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就好像神的生命水，哇，越凉越出来，那个水越来越大，就让它带着你了。
Just like God's water of life, we should let it grow deeper and deeper and let them carry us.
比如说你心中很多烦恼。
For example, if you have a lot of worries in your heart,
那怎么办呢？
What should you do?
你就花时间祷告。
You should spend time praying.
我们在最近在家里时间那么多，每天可以祷告一个钟头、两个钟头都可以啊。
Now we are all staying at home. We have so much time. We can pray for even 1 or 2 hours a day.
你心中的挣扎越多，你越花多时间祷告。
The more struggles you have in your heart, the more time you should spend praying for it.
你告诉神你的挣扎。
Tell God of your struggles.
主啊，我改变不了什么，我很软弱，你带我。
Oh Lord, I'm so weak. I can't change anything. Please guide me.
结果当你被圣灵充满的时候
，And when you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
你会发觉啊，你真的好像被圣灵带着，原来的自己的。自我的意识欲望越来越少了，你就把自己交给圣灵。
You will realize that you are in fact being carried by the Holy Spirit. Your own will diminish.
啊，那个圣灵啊，会有产生很大的改变。
And the Holy Spirit will transform you.
我们怎么改变呢
？So how should we achieve this?
我们看回来以西结书47章，都看到很大的改变了。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 47. We can see a big change.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以西结书47章6节。
Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 6.
他对我说：“人子啊，你看见了什么？”他就带我回到河边。第七节。
Verse 7.
我回到河边的时候，见河的这边与那边的岸上有极多的树木，开始改变了，有树木在河边了。
So here we can see that the change has begun and that there were trees alongside the river.
水有树就代表有生命。
When there are trees, it signifies that there are life.
你没有水流过的地方，树也长不起来。
Without water and river, trees cannot grow.
生命改变了。
So the life has been changed.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们信了主，有没有生命的改变
？Brothers and sisters, after we have believed in the Lord, has our life changed?
第一步的改变就是长出树木。
The first step to change is to grow many trees.
绿绿的。
There are going to be green on the side.
别人远远的就看得见。
And other people can see from afar.
弟兄姐妹，别人看得见你的生命改变吗？
Brothers and sisters, can other people see the change in your life?
如果看到你愁眉苦脸。
If they see you frowning every day.
你一看就知道这没有生命了吗？
They can identify right away that there's no life in you.
整天哇，很苦恼。
All day long, you worry.
笑不出来。
And you're not able to smile.
你不要以为啊，戴着口罩就看不见你笑哦。
Don't think that just because you wear a mask, people are not able to see whether you're smiling.
你笑出来，眼睛会笑，那个就真的笑。虽然你口罩再盖住，但是也是看得出来。
When you smile, people can see it from your eyes, even with the mask on.
很健康的一个心灵啊，脸容都很放松啊。
With a healthy heart, you will have a very relaxed countenance.
好，再来第八节，下一个改变。
So verse 8 tells us the next change.
他对我说：“这水往东方流去，必下到亚拉巴，直到海。所发出来的水必流入沿海，使水变甜。”
Verse 8. Then he said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed."
这个生命水的第二个改变，除了有树之外的，会使水。变甜。
So the second change, in addition to growing trees, this water of life will turn sweet.
这个要从地理上先解释一下。
We have to first interpret this with geology.
这里所说的亚拉巴海叫做死海，是真的有这个地方。
Excuse me, geography. So here it says
亚拉巴海啊，就是死海了 ，the Dead Sea。
It talks about the Dead Sea。
这是全世界最低的一个地点。
Which is the lowest point in the world？
其实死海不是个海，它是个湖。
In fact, the Dead Sea is actually not a sea; it's a lake.
它是有一条河进去，但是没有出口的。
There is a river flowing into it, but there's no outlet.
它的里面的盐分啊，全世界最高，比海还高好多倍。
The salt content in it is the highest in the world, higher than other seas.
所以这个海啊，这个湖死海这个地方啊，咸到那个水咸到没有任何的生物可以在里面生存。
So the water in the Dead Sea, this lake, is so salty to the point that there are no living creatures in it.
但是很多人去那边旅游啊。
But a lot of people go visit there.
因为那个水盐分太高了，所以不会沉下去，你不会游泳。跳到死海里面也死不了。
Because the salt content is so high, you're not able to sink into the water. So even if you don't know how to swim, you jump into the Dead Sea, you can still float.
以后有机会，我们可以办个旅行团去以色列的话，可以去死海看一看。
In the future, when we have the opportunity, we can form a tour group, and then we can go visit the Dead Sea.
但是叫做死海，就是因为里面没有生命。
But there's no life in the Dead Sea.
那这个预表人的心。
And this signifies human heart.
现在很多人的心好像死海一样。
Nowadays, a lot of people, their heart is just like the Dead Sea.
太苦了。
They are in so much pain.
没有生命。
And there's no life.
很多苦毒在里面，很多仇恨在里面。
There are so many bitterness and hatred in it.
很多贪心在里面。
So much greed.
就好像死海有进没出的，他不给人家的，他只要拿东西而已。
Just like the Dead Sea, the water flows into it, but it doesn't flow out.It just takes, but it doesn't give.
但是这个死海很奇怪啊，它有进没出，这个水却越来越少，快干掉了，快没有了。
But it's very odd that the water only flows into the Dead Sea, but it doesn't flow out. However, despite this, the water of the Dead Sea is running dry.
如果你的生命没有被主耶稣改变哦，心中还是死海一片。
If your life has not been changed by the Lord Jesus, your heart is also like the Dead Sea.
但是你把自己交出来给圣灵带领。
But if you have handed yourself over to the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
这个水啊，流进那个死海里面，把水变甜了。
The water, when it flows into the Dead Sea, will change it to sweet.
弟兄姐妹，你的心是甜的还是苦的？
Brothers and sisters, is your heart full of bitterness or sweetness?
如果你心中还是很苦，
if there is still bitterness in your heart,
看到人，看到某一个人，想起某一件事，你还很苦。
When you see other people, or if you are reminded of something, you are full of bitterness.
你很多事情还放不下。
And you are not able to let go of many things.
你为某一些事情心中还是很挣扎。
And you are still struggling over something.
你太苦了。
Then you are in such anguish.
当基督徒不应该当的那么苦。
As a Christian, it should not be this way.
当基督徒应该是要当到哇，完全把自己交给主。
As a Christian, we should be able to hand ourselves over completely to the Lord.
但是很多基督徒当那个水啊上到一半，他就不要了，我要自己控制我一半，我不要完全把自己交给主。
But a lot of Christians, when they come to the level where the water is half of them, they decided to give up and they no longer want to follow the Lord.
把自己交给主是最难的。
To give yourself to the Lord is the most difficult.
就好像如果你不会学习放松，你永远没有办法学习游泳。
Just like if you're not able to learn how to relax, you will never be able to swim.
你一紧张，你就沉下去了。
When you get tensed up, you will sink.
你放松，你就浮起来了。
But when you are relaxed, you're able to flow up.
把自己交给主吧，让你的沿海变成甜。
Give yourself completely to the Lord, so that the water of the Dead Sea can turn to sweet.
好了，一甜之后又有另外的改变了。
So once the water has turned to sweet, there's another change.
第九节。
Verse 9.
河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活，并且这流出来的水必有极多的雨，海水也变甜了。这河水所到的处，百物都必生活。哇，这里告诉我们啊，现在生物已经进到水里面。
Here it tells us that living thing has entered into the river.
之前是旁边有树，现在是水里面有生物。
So first there were many trees, and now there are living things.
啊，圣灵在我们里面有很强的生命力。改变我们的家庭，改变我们的婚姻，改变我们的一切。
The Holy Spirit in us is full of vitality that can bring about change to everything in our life.
哇，这个太奇妙了。
This is such a wondrous power.
这就是信仰带给人的改变。
This is the transformation that can be brought about by our faith.
你想得到吗？
Do you want to receive this?
走可能就是再一步，再走出去。
Take one step further.
但是有时候这一步是很需要很大的勇气。
But sometimes taking one step further requires great courage.
愿意在祷告当中一直求圣灵充满，把自己交给主。
We have to constantly pray for the Holy Spirit to help us to entrust ourselves.
好了，读到这里啊，一切都很美好。
So up to here, everything seems wonderful.
但是圣经也把一些负面的事情也会记录起来。
But the Holy Spirit also records the negative side.
我们看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
十一节，只是离邻之地与宰市之处，不得治好，必为炎地啊。
Verse 11, but its swamps and marshes will not be healed; they will be given over to salt.
这句很奇怪，在形容一片美好的时候，怎么会突然间冒一句？就是有一些地方是没有用的。
This verse is a bit odd and out of place. This is describing something so wonderful, and all of a sudden, you're talking about things that are bad and useless.
这些地方很奇怪。
These places are a bit strange.
这种离邻之地，集市之处。
This is talking about swamps and marshes.
什么叫离邻之地？
What does it mean by swamps?
这是踩下去都是泥土。
Swamps is a place where you step into it and it's all muddy.
我们知道啊，干地，地干的里才有用嘛，才能够盖房子怎么样的嘛啊。
We know that only the dry ground is useful for building houses.
不然你就变成河，可以游泳，可以抓鱼。
Otherwise, river, you can turn into a river and it might be useful for catching fish.
那这种湿地，泥土，那能够做什么？
But swamps and marshes don't have much use.
盖房子也不行。
You can't build a house on it.
水又不够多，不像河。
And the water is not enough, just like a river.
踩下去又脏脏的。
And when you step into it, you dirty yourself.
这种地方啊，圣经说啊，没有救了。
These places, as the Bible says, they will not be healed.
它里面的盐分还是很高的，还是死的，没有生命的。
They will be given over to salt, and there's no life in them.
你去在那边种田啊，也种不出什么了。
When you try to farm on it, nothing will grow out.
这个代表什么？
What does this signify?
这是代表有一些基督徒的内心。
This signifies the heart of some Christians.
他想要改变。
They want to change.
但是又不完全把自己交给主。
But they are not willing to completely entrust themselves to God.
想要改变的时候，好啊，圣灵来啊，帮助我啊，滋润一下。
The moment when they want to change, they will come to the Holy Spirit to change them.
圣灵真的来了，他要拒绝了。
But when the Holy Spirit really comes, they reject it.
他觉得够了，够了，不用太多，不用太多。
They think, oh, this is enough. Don't change me too much.
是代表那些自满自足的信徒。
This signifies those Christians who are self-content.
我已经够了，你不用给我太多了。
I am good enough. Don't change me more.
你也不要想要改变我太多。
And don't even think about changing me more.
自满自足, 自义,
they are self-content and self-righteous, and that's a very dreadful trait.
我们看启示录,
let's turn to Revelation.
启示录第三章,
Revelation chapter 3.
第17节,
verse 17.
这也就是记载一种湿地、盐地的这种信徒。
This describes the type of Christian that's just like swamps and marshes.
就是当时的老底家教会,
which is the Laodicea church of the time.
3章15节, 我知道你的行为, 你也不冷也不热, 我巴不得你或冷或热。
Verse 15, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot.
第16节,
16.
你既如温水也不冷也不热, 所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
So then, because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
当时老底家教会啊, 就像这样子。
At the time, that was the state of the church of Laodicea.
他的信仰不冷也不热。
Their faith is neither cold nor hot.
你说他不是信徒吗? 他要挂个名。
Are you, if you're questioning whether they are believers, they actually were.
但是他不追求。
But they did not pursue their faith.
也不发热心,
and they were not zealous.
对自己的软弱, 一点都不感觉有什么一回事,
they didn't care too much for their own weaknesses.
啊, 我们看第17节,
let's look at verse 17.
啊, 你说我已经富足了, 发了财, 一样都不缺, 却不知你是那困苦可怜, 贫穷, 瞎眼吃身的。
Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
人其实不怕做错，不怕软弱。
We should not be afraid of making mistakes.
人怕的是自己软弱还不承认。
But what we should be afraid is that we have made mistakes and we are weak and we refuse to admit it.
还觉得自己很好。
And you actually feel good about yourself.
就好像这个土地。
Just like this land,
它也不是干地,
they are not dry ground,
也不是河水,
they are not rivers.
这种泥土地, 盐地, 有什么用?
Swamps and marshes have no use.
所以不得自豪, 只为盐地, 只能够被弃举了。
So the outcome of these swamps and marshes would be utter rejection.
弟兄姐妹, 我们是这样的土地吗?
Brothers and sisters, are we just like swamps and marshes?
如果我们心中有自满自足,
if we have self-content and self-righteousness in our heart,
不冷不热, 就变这样,
and if we're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, then we are like swamps and marshes.
所以圣经告诉我们, 我们可以做一个选择。
So the Bible tells us that we can make a choice.
你要让圣灵的生命河水流到什么的地步?
Which level do you want let? Do you want to let the river of the Holy Spirit overtake you?
只要让圣灵来带领我们。
Let the Holy Spirit guide us.
完完全全的带领,
completely guide us.
把自己的主权交出来,
to hand over your own sovereignty.
我们的生命才会有极大的改变。
Only then will your life be transformed.
我们来唱诗,
let's sing hymn
430.
430.